and perfect all at once. Elaine. I spoke her name just to hear it in the space outside my thoughts. We'd been married, hardly a month after Martin and Angela had wed. The ring on my finger that symbolized our union had been crafted by Hannah Morse in Bandon. Elaine had commissioned the gifted woman to make it for our big day. For that wonderful day. That wonderful day that I remembered. But I didn't have any recollection of what had brought me to this place. This strange, unfamiliar place. The sputtering rain turned to a steady fall of cold water from the sky. I wasn't dressed for the weather. My feet were bare, and what I did wear was hardly adequate to beat back any chill, much less a soaking one. Just sweats and a t-shirt. The same attire I would wear when going to bed. Tase him! I actually shuddered as the memory burst up from somewhere unknown. A voice. A harsh voice. One that I'd heard. In a bedroom. Not our bedroom, but a bedroom. That was where that phrase, that command, had been spoken. Had been given. Tase him. I looked down to my chest and lifted my damp shirt. High enough so that the pair of circular bruises were visible just below my sternum, small scabbed puncture wounds playing at the center of each. Tase him. A taser, I said.
Eric!
Elaine had shouted my name, then she'd shouted no more. I'd flailed against hands reaching out of the darkness, trying to get to her, to protect her. From what or who? I had no idea. I walked to the side of the road and planted my hand against the stout, dried trunk of a towering fir, my head hanging, eyes closed, trying furiously to dredge full recall from the fog of my thoughts. It wasn't at the house we called home in Bandon. It was another house, one down the coast a few miles, a getaway we decided to take shortly after being married. The closest thing to a honeymoon that we could manage in the world as it was. What happened? I posed the question to myself, or to any power that might bring that knowing to me. We went to that cottage, I reminded myself aloud, slipping pieces of my fragmented memories into place, bit by bit. We drove there. It was in one of the Humvees that came in on the Rushmore. The Navy supply ship had made a second visit after bringing its initial load of promised supplies for Bandon, along with the garrison to secure the settlement. Four of the aging and ubiquitous military vehicles had been provided for the town's use, along with more capable trucks. The town's diesel plant was back up and operating after the return from Alaska, so fueling the transport was little issue. I'd simply requested permission from the mayor and Shivo to use one of the Humvees for a couple days. And the okay had been given without hesitation. We drove there, I repeated, thinking back, not only seeing that short trip in my mind's eye, but feeling it. We. Elaine had been at my side, on the way there, and at the small cottage nestled close to the shore that had been previously scouted and found to be safe. We weren't the first from Bandon who'd journeyed there. A reservation book for the location actually existed at the town office building on the coast highway. Shivo had set the garrison's headquarters in the same facility, taking over what had been the offices of the police department. We'd signed the reservation book for the dates we'd desired, and that was that. But something happened, I said. I shivered. Both the penetrating chill and fear of the unknown I just expressed mixing to send a sharp spasm through me. Yes, something had happened, something that was very clearly not good. Ending up in a strange place, alone, with no idea where Elaine, where my love, was, could be nothing but worrisome at the very least, at the very worst. I didn't want to imagine. The desperation to know, to understand what had transpired was fierce, but amidst that overpowering need, a reality forced itself to the forefront of my thoughts. I had to get home. But where was home in relation to my present location? I looked